This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN Atomic Agency says there's no evidence North Korea has stopped its nuclear activity. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said the continuation and further development of Pyongyang's nuclear program is a cause for grave concern. Bruce Bennett is senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
They're concerned about evidence that North Korea is separating plutonium for use in nuclear weapons. They're also concerned about North Korea highly enriched uranium production. They're concerned that there's evidence that despite Kim's claim that he's prepared to denuclearize, that he hasn't even been freezing his force, let alone denuclearizing. He's actually been nuclearizing. He's probably built 5 to 8 nuclear weapons so far this year, and that's not good.
Monday, President Donald Trump told Reuters he believed the North had taken specific steps toward denuclearization, and he would most likely meet again with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, the U.S. Tuesday announced sanctions on 2 Russian shipping companies and 6 vessels accused of transferring refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels in violation of U.N. sanctions. Deputy Treasury Secretary Sigal Mendelker testified before U.S. lawmakers.
We also designated entities and individuals that have been involved in sanctions evasion by an entity that we've recently designated in connection with their work with Russia's intelligence sector.
Russia's deputy foreign minister called recent sanctions, including those over alleged hacking, groundless and promised a response. Russia and Central African Republic Tuesday signed a military cooperation agreement. It's expected to include an exchange of delegations, education in Russian military institutes, and mutual visits. Russia has already delivered light arms to the CAR government and deployed dozens of military and civilian advisors. This is VOA News.